Anybody else over this winter? Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So, I try not to complain about weather because there's nothing we can do about it. God's in control. You know, that's His business. But I'm going to tell you right now, I would rather sweat than freeze all day long. Now, there are challenges that come with summer. We don't have flies in the winter with cows, and, you know, it's a battle all summer long against them, and yada, yada, yada. But I'm going to tell you right now, winter is rough. Winter is rough. And if you watch the tailgate talk consistently each week, then you've seen some of those struggles throughout this winter have been pretty intense. I mean, there have been some pretty intense struggles and battles with the cold weather, some that have cost us so far. I'm just over it. I'm ready for summer, right? But I have to be reminded sometimes. Matter of fact, I'm not the only one in my house that's done with winter. I spent the day with Lindley. She was out of school, and she spent the day with me, and she went and she was back in her room playing for quite a while, and I was in the living room, and she came wandering into the living room, and she had gotten all decked out, and she said, "Daddy, it's time to go swimming." And she was in her swimsuit with her goggles and her snorkel and everything on. I mean, she was ready to go, jump in the pool and go swimming. And I had to break the news to her, "Baby, that's not an option. That is not an option right now. It is cold outside and we're not going swimming. We're not doing the polar plunge. We don't do that, right? We don't do that." But seasons come and seasons go. As a matter of fact, winter will not be here forever. There are some places you can live if you like winter where you can get a long winter. I'm not gonna live there. Unless God were to come to me and say, "Hey, this is where you're going and this is what I'm calling you to," man, He's gonna have to make it crystal clear, I guess, because that is not the draw of my heart in any way, shape, or form. I'm not a winter guy. Winter comes and winter goes, and then before you know it, summer will be here. Solomon, my heart kind of echoes the words of Solomon, and I kind of long for the words of Solomon when he wrote this in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11. He said, "Behold, the winter is past." And then he went on to say, "The rains are over and the flowers are here." And man, don't we look forward to that? We do. When things start blooming and the green comes back and the ice is gone. All seasons come and go. So how about instead of wishing the season that you're in away, you ask God to show you the things in the season that you're in to praise Him for? You see, Lindley is ready for summer. She's ready to swim. But when this stuff is on the ground, she won't let us let her walk past it. She's got to get in it. Because even though she's over winter, she's done with it, she finds every second she can to play in it. Even if it's not snow. This isn't really snow. This is just frozen sleet. And she'll still play in it. Ask God to show you the things in this season to praise Him for while you wait for the next season. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. And listen, it's such a privilege and an honor to have you join me on the tailgate. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to save you a seat right here until next time. And I want to invite you next week to join me on the tailgate again. Do me a favor, if you would, click the share button at the bottom of this video. Help us to get the word out about Life Word and about what God is doing through Life Word around the world. Where a quarter of the world's population, that's about 2 billion people, can hear, read, or see Life Word content in any given day, which makes the name of Jesus even more famous around the world. That's incredible. And so help us out with that and click that share button. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'll see you next time. Until then, I love you. Have a great week.